Supreme Court is a separate and independent branch of government, and to avoid interference, the president interacts with that branch of government based upon the requirements of the Constitution. The Constitution provides for the appointment of a Chief Justice, not ad interim, and then with the consent of the Senate. So to do otherwise is unconstitutional, and I think it amounts to unnecessary interference with the work of the Supreme Court, because the court under the Constitution has its own self-governing rules. So in instances where there is not a Chief Justice, the rules of the court will prevail, and the justices amongst themselves in exercising the rules of the court will know or could announce who is acting Chief Justice until an appointment is made.
As you know, the Liberian legislature is currently on recess. So I think it's because of that that the president did what she did.
If the legislature is on recess, the Chief Justice can be appointed and named pending confirmation. The Supreme Court will not be held in abeyance because the legislature has not done its confirmation. Without her action, the Supreme Court will still function, and the most senior member amongst them will act as interim head. But it's not her place to tell them who should act as interim head.
Every account that I have read since the naming of Justice Kopoi as the Chief Justice ad interim of the Supreme Court has been favorable to him, but also there are some who say or who question the justice's educational level. Some arguing that, how can they appoint him Chief Justice when he does not have a higher degree or what they call master's degree or so in the law area?
Well, Jimmy, the law is both substantive and procedural, and I'm not the one to vouch for the academic credentials or competence of Justice Kopoi. But a master's degree finds no requirements in our laws with respect to the credentials of one who practices law in Liberia or who becomes a justice or an associate justice. Substantively, you should attend a law school from any other country that is recognized by Liberia, and then you should have tenure. So it is legal education, it is tenure, and it's moral standing. And in the case of Justice Kopoi, I'm confident if ad interim had not been added to it, Liberians would have embraced it wholeheartedly. Be that as it may, there's no question about his moral standing. He is, I think, in my estimation, the most senior of the justices on the bench. He has practiced before the Supreme Court as a counselor of the Supreme Court bar for more than the statutory required 5 years, which is substantive. And he has served as an associate justice, I think, for more than 5 years also. So he stands as one of the best persons to hold that position at the moment in Liberia.